You're listening to SBS News.
The normally bustling Piccadilly Circus, one of London's most iconic attractions, is now a ghost town. And its electronic billboards, normally lit up with expensive advertisements, are now beaming out a giant picture of the Queen, alongside messages of hope amid the coronavirus pandemic. It's the first time ever the monarch has been directly quoted in the Piccadilly Lights, in the hope of inspiring Britons to stay positive. As for the country's Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, who has spent his third night in intensive care, the British Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, has told the press he's doing well.
The latest from the hospital is that the Prime Minister remains in intensive care, where his condition is improving. I can also tell you that he has been sitting up in bed and engaging positively with the clinical team.
Such positive news can't be said for the rest of Britain, however, its daily death toll jumping to 938 and another 5,500 cases confirmed. Across the Channel, France is implementing tougher lockdown restrictions to slow the spread of the disease. Parisians are now banned from exercising during the day, with the government concerned about how many people were still out and about in the spring weather. France's health agency director Jerome Salomon says the measures will only work if citizens comply.
Tous ensemble, nous avons freiné.
Altogether, we have put the brakes, we are putting the brakes, and we will put the brakes further on this deadly pandemic. The slowing down observed over the last few days is related to your proper compliance to confinement measures. Hence, let us be strong and patient.
Bahrain has announced it will pay the salaries of all its citizens in the private sector to help soften the economic blow from COVID-19. The government also says it will pay all electricity and water bills for households and businesses. And in Russia, President Vladimir Putin has also outlined new payments for people and businesses in light of the outbreak. The Russian leader says the country is economically strong.
We will work confidentially, methodically and professionally. I repeat, we have everything we need to achieve this: a stable macroeconomic situation, minimal government debt, a sizable safety cushion with reserves that we've accumulated in recent years.
As the coronavirus continues to cause massive damage to global commerce, the World Trade Organization has predicted international trade will decline at rates on par with the Great Depression. The WTO's Director General, Roberto Azevedo, says it's forecast to fall between 13 and 32% this year.
COVID-19 has toppled the global economy, creating enormous shocks to supply and demand. We project that trade will fall steeply in every region of the world and across all sectors of the economy.
The head of the World Health Organization has also called on leaders not to politicize the coronavirus. Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus's comments were in response to US President Donald Trump's criticism of the WHO, who also threatened to cut US funding.
The focus of all political parties should be to save their people. Please don't politicize this virus. And if you want to have many more body bags, then you do it. If you don't want many more body bags, then you refrain from politicizing it.
Dr. Tedros says he had also been sent racial slurs and death threats by some critics, but insists he remains focused.
Personally, I don't mind. I prefer to really focus on saving lives. I said it many times. We're losing people. Why would I care about being attacked when people are dying?
The United States has recorded more than 1,800 deaths in a single day, nearly half of which were New Yorkers, currently the centre of the American outbreak. There, more tests have been ordered for minority groups who are disproportionately affected by the virus. The mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, says it's a source of shame.
It made me angry to see that the disparities that have plagued this city, this nation, that are all about fundamental inequality, are once again causing such pain and causing people, innocent people, to lose their lives.
The country's Surgeon General, Jerome Adams, says minority communities tend to be poorer and suffer from much higher rates of diabetes, obesity, heart disease and hypertension.
I represent that legacy of growing up poor and black in America, and I and many black Americans are at higher risk for COVID. It's why we need everyone to do their part.
But despite the climbing death toll in the country and concerns over a lack of testing, President Donald Trump remains confident.
We're getting closer. You see the numbers. We're getting much closer to getting our country back to the way it was.
But in Indonesia, where debate rages on about the true death toll of the disease in the country, demand for coffins is soaring. Coffin maker Saroni says he is working around the clock.
The demand jumped almost 100%. Usually we sell 5 to 7 coffins a day, but now it is around 20 to 30 coffins a day. Our working hours also start from morning to midnight.
At least 221 deaths have been recorded in Indonesia, but public health experts predict with a dense population of 260 million, that number is actually much higher. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.